It's Sunshine Week, which media outlets use to underscore the importance of government transparency and access to public records. The Silva Herald recently had to take legal action against Western Carolina University over a public document regarding the Cullowhee Dam. Herald reporter Dave Russell joined me in the studio to talk about why the Jackson County paper felt the document was important enough to fight for.
I'm with David Russell. He is a reporter at the Silva Herald. Thanks for being with me today, Dave.
Well, thank you for having me today.
So I think just to start off, let's talk about why Western Carolina is involved in this dispute about a dam in the first place.
Well, it's a dam that they own, and its future is unknown at this point. There have been a series of studies going back to 2004, when we had Hurricanes Francis and Ivan come through. They had an engineering report done that said that a more thorough study was needed, which they did in January of 2017. And it pointed out lots of structural issues with the dam and made some recommendations that something be done, including removing it. And that particular report recommended repairing it at a cost of $900,000. So American Rivers, which is a nonprofit based in Washington, D.C., that also has an office here in Asheville, they're a big proponent of dam removal, of free-flowing rivers. And they paid for a report, a follow-up report, in December of 2018, paid an outfit here in Asheville called McGill & Associates to do a study to see if the dam could be removed and water still be supplied to Western Carolina and the Tuckasegee Water and Sewer Authority, or TWSA, as they're known. Tuckasegee Water and Sewer Authority serves 2,400 people in Silva, Dillsboro, and Webster from that intake, and the WCU intake serves about 8,000 people on campus. So they sent McGill and Associates back to the drawing board, basically, to see if this would be feasible. And that report was completed in December of 2018, and I did a follow-up story on the dam and asked about the report in January, late January, and I was told it was just a draft report and that I, therefore, could not have it, and that it was owned by American Rivers since they had paid for it, and that I should call them and ask them if I could have it. So I did call American Rivers, and they also told me, no, you can't have the report. So I went ahead and wrote my story on January 30th with what I knew from the interviews I had done and so on about the dam. And about a week and a half later, we decided we would really press to get a copy of that report and see it for ourselves.
Why did you all feel that it was important to make sure that you had access to this report?
Well, this is a public document, and the North Carolina General Statute 132-1 lays out what public documents are and who can access them, and the who that can access them is anybody. We wanted to be a part of the conversation. We want the public, the people who read our paper and in Western North Carolina, to be part of the conversation about the future of the dam. You know, we didn't know if this report was going to say there's a 90% chance it's going to fail in the next 10 days. Or if it was going to say, you know, there's no problem with it, just leave it as it is. We didn't know, but we wanted to know, and we wanted the people to know.
How did Western respond when you all asked for this public document?
At first, they sent back an email to us that said that they wanted to get it to General Counsel, and he wanted to study North Carolina law to obtain a greater understanding of what the law says regarding preliminary working drafts. That was one of the things they had told me on the phone, was this was a draft report and not a completed report. That's from Bill Students, Western Carolina University public information officer. So I contacted Amanda Martin of Stevens Martin Vaughn and Tottich in Raleigh. She's a communications and First Amendment law attorney. And I said, drafts are public documents, right? And she said, you are absolutely correct. They are not exempt from public records law. That was litigated and settled decades ago. I requested the report again and got back another email that said the general counsel has requested an opportunity to review the request and the preliminary draft of the report, which is marked as a draft, not for distribution document owned by American Rivers. So I went back to Amanda Martin, and she said, It covers all documents made or received in connection with the transaction of public business. It doesn't matter who commissioned it or who paid for it. So finally, we worked with an attorney and served WCU officials to get that draft document.
So what happened after you all reached out to Western Carolina and told them that you were, you know, willing to take legal action if they didn't provide this report to you?
The paper came out Wednesday that said we were going to, and they sent the document out over the weekend.
So what did this report say about the dam? Was it anything new that you all didn't know before?
No, actually it wasn't anything new in terms of warnings about the dam. So it did indicate there are some issues with the dam. And as the earlier reports had said, that doing nothing was not an option, that something needed to be done about the dam.
So it has been public knowledge since 2004 that this dam has needed to be fixed. So why was this report done now in 2018?
Well, the 2004 report reported on some damage. I mean, I don't think that it said this has to be done now. I think the issue now is really to get rid of the dam. I think that's what is driving this. I think, before American River stepped in, and I think they've come in and they have a history of dam removal nationwide and locally.
So in your story, you've also talked about kind of the environmental angle of what would happen if the dam were to be removed. Can you tell people about the endangered species that are present in the Tuckasegee River?
Yeah, the Tuckasegee is home to two threatened and endangered species whose ranges are limited by the Cullowhee Dam. One is the Appalachian elk-toe mussel. The other is the sicklefin red horse. It's a fish, an endangered species candidate.
So since you all have, taken legal action against Western and gotten this document, you've gotten some backlash from people in the March 6th paper in the form of letters to the editor. Some people wanted to know why you would go after Western, since it is one of the largest employers in Silva, and that you all have a beneficial relationship. Why did you feel like it was important to take them to task with this, basically?
Well, there has been a bit of a history of this with Western, according to my editor, Quentin Ellison. And I think, too, we wanted the public to know what was going on. And I think, too, we wanted the community to know that we're looking out for their interest. And we wanted other agencies, town board, county manager, wanted them all to know that what a public records request is and that we were willing to pursue it.
And then you all also had a letter specifically from Mike Byers, who was quoted in your story. He's the Vice Chancellor of Administration and Finance at Western Carolina, and he seemed to have two issues with your reporting. One was that he feels that Western never sought to keep the report private, and the second is that Western didn't think that it was public information because it was made by a nonprofit entity, which is American Rivers. He says that those statements in your story are inaccurate. How do you respond to that?
He apparently doesn't remember our phone conversation when he told me no, that I could not have the document because it was a draft. If you really parse it down, never ever did Western in these emails in writing say, no, you cannot have this document. What they said was, no, even though we should send it to you right now, we're not going to. We're going to wait until such and such happens, until we review this aspect, until we review that aspect of it. And I think he sees that differently, and that's fine. But I stand by my reporting.
The other issue that he brought up about your reporting is that, by pressing legal action against Western Carolina and asking for these documents in a very public fashion, he says that you all have eroded the trust between the paper and the public, especially, and he puts it, during this time of fake news running rampant. What do you think about that?
I don't think we've eroded any public trust. I think, if anything, we've strengthened the public trust. We certainly don't feel like we're enemies with Western. We certainly respect their status in our community and what they do for Jackson County.
So what happens now? The final version of this report still hasn't been released yet. So what happens next?
they'll gather feedback from the Tuckasegee Water and Sewer Authority and from WCU, and they will release a final report at the end of March.
Great. Okay, well, thanks for coming in, Dave.
Thank you for having me.